You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board. Hey, we got it right this time. This is the first time I've done radio since Sunday. No, wait, we did radio Monday. My bad. We did radio Monday. It's just been, what a whirlwind it's been these last 72 hours here in the DFW. I mean, I'm just getting just...
Inundated?
Inundated. Thank you. With H-Town this, H-Town that. Like, you know what? I made a mistake, people. I made a mistake.
And mistakes happen.
They do. Well, winning G-Bag certainly only exacerbated the situation a little bit. Yep. So, but you know what? It's good to know that my G-Bag boys got my back, all right? It's all in good fun. I think we enjoy. I mean, you know, you're picking Gavin's brain. Mm-hmm. I am accosting anybody, you know, within earshot because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But all in good fun. And here we are. Last, let's set the table here just ever so slightly. I'm Fred Davis, that gentleman to my right, for at least a few more days anyway.
It's almost over.
For just a few more days, holds the Phenom belt. Now, again, he will always be my Phenom. But as far as the station's Phenom, that belt about to be relinquished.
Yeah. What do we got, like 48 hours?
Well, I mean, look... Because if I remember correctly, based on, and you'll know, I mean, you know this, how long was it after you did the show before you were crowned the champ?
Well, it was more the gap of making it to the top three and then doing the live show on the Saturday with CA and...
I'm saying, how long after the show were you? Did you find out you won?
I want to say it was like 2 months, month and a half.
Okay, so for 2 months, you didn't know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what my point is. So you're saying 48 hours... So, to pull the curtain back a little bit, by the way, that's Blake Elliott, in case you guys were wondering who that voice is.
I'm Ross.
That's the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, a.k.a. you can call him Dave. If you're trying to, by the way, did you put in for the Green Bay tickets?
Yeah, I did.
Dave? Of course you did.
I think I'm going to win. No, you got a good feeling.
I do, too. I have a great feeling about it.
And then, of course, CA.
I don't even think CA tried. CA doesn't care.
CA can just walk it.
These
my people.
Give me two. and then, of course, behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s, the creator of all things, Trevor. Trevor.
Evening, gentlemen.
The creator. How are you, sir?
I'm very well.
You got a shirt on today?
Yeah, you know, that was the first thing I thought,
too. You have a shirt on today.
You've got a shirt on today.
Do you want me to take it off? I don't mind.
Well, I mean, look, that's your call.
Let's take off an article of his clothing.
Well, that's really your choice.
I'm going to go hat.
I'm good.
Let's go no hat.
I look like Lord Farquaad right now because I got a haircut and I'm not happy about it.
What? Really?
A haircut and no hat? Or a haircut and having a hat on? Those don't go hand in hand.
So wait a minute. What do you mean you don't like the haircut?
Let's see it.
It's just shorter than what I like it. So when it's just down, I look like
Take the hat off.
Take it off. The fan cam can't see you.
I know they can't see me. You guys yell at me when I put them on.
So he cut his hair.
I just trimmed it up. That's all. It's just you trim your hair when it's long. That's
how much? It's so for the listeners that obviously
can't
see you. It's at
your shoulders. You're giving me Weird Al Yankovic vibes.
Who'd you call him? Yankee vibes? Who's Weird Al Yankee?
Who did just he say? Eat it. You want me to start saying that? I don't mind.
I'm lost.
Weird Al Yankovic.
No, I still don't even know what you're saying.
I guess that was a time.
Yeah.
There was a time when that was really popular.
Yeah, it was. It was in the 90s. I'm dating myself. No, Weird Al Yankovic might be the greatest parody singer of all time. Actually, he is the greatest parody singer
Absolutely.
Of all time. Like, it was a badge of honor. You know how today people are like, oh, don't be. Like, it was a badge of honor to have him parody your song back in the day. I'll tell you what, we'll bounce back in the next segment with a Weird Al. You've heard some Weird Al Yankovic songs.
Okay.
All right. Like, instead of Beat It, he did Just Eat It.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some other songs that he did.
He did
instead of Gangster's Paradise, he did Amish Paradise. That was a banger.
Been churning butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise.
No, it was.
And that's
lit.
Who Trevor looks like right now.
I don't think I look
Google
anything like him.
Weird Al Yankovic right now.
I don't even know how to spell that. What are y'all saying?
You don't know how to spell Weird Al? Just type in Weird Al.
Al. I thought you said Weird Al. Like. O-W-L.
Yeah, okay. A bird. He looks like a bird right now.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, see if you can turn your head 360 degrees real quick. There we go. No, not Weird Al. Okay. Weird Al.
Okay, I spelled it right, too. Look at me. Yankovic isn't the easiest name to spell.
Just type in Weird Al. There's
I got
one.
It. I
yeah,
got yeah, it. Yeah. I said I spelled it correctly. Hey.
You know what I said it is? It's the Hawaiian shirt. I think that's what's tying it
Maybe
in.
Maybe that's what's throwing that's, it all I think off. That's what's, well, what's, and your hair's not that curly, though. That's
well,
the other
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I don't
throwing
have curly hair whatsoever.
No, you don't.
I think you should grow a beard like this guy in the video. He's got
the
black
Amish,
hat on.
That's the Amish beard guy.
I think you should grow a beard like that.
So it makes sense, right? So he does kind of give off Weird Al vibes.
Are you saying he looks Amish?
Oh my God, Blake.
That's the picture that's pulling up.
Because that's the video, man. We just said it was Amish Paradise.
Why are you yelling? I don't know these things. I don't know who this person is. I'm Googling them for the first time ever.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Well,
he was born in October. Good month.
I tell you what, that's your people right there. Should we get him on the show? Let's get him on the show.
Last time we said that, the person was dead.
Who?
I feel like the last person we said, should we get him on the show? They were no longer with us.
Speaking of which, did you see the new? Did you see that video I sent you today? That clip about your boy David? About the video that he did?
Oh, he's done for.
Where he brought a dead body into a trunk?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
He's done for.
He's a creep, man.
I saw a video today.
He's done.
I saw a video today that apparently the older Celeste. There's two Celeste. There's an older Celeste that's of age, and there's the younger Celeste that everyone's heard about in the news.
Yeah.
Apparently, the two Celeste knew each other, and it was like a love triangle.
Oh, my.
And the older Celeste got mad when the younger Celeste was there. They call each other nicknames. And so now there's like a whole nother narrative being built. Like, maybe she was kind of part of it. The older Celeste.
Oh, my.
Isn't it kind of weird how we haven't heard a public statement from David? Like, hey, I didn't do this.
Yeah, his lawyers probably advised him not to.
Even a lawyer statement? Then that usually happens.
No,
like,
because at the very least,
someone of an admission of guilt.
877-881-1053
in our system. So
I'm sure we've got a lawyer listening.
Not be saying anything. So
why do you think there's been no prepared statement, either legal or otherwise, from David the singer, whose Tesla had a decomposing, dismembered body in it?
I feel like that'd be pretty quick. Hey, I was not a part of this.
Heads up. I'm out on tour, and I get it. There's probably a lot of circumstantial evidence, a.k.a. my hit song, Romantic Homicide.
Don't look too deep into it.
That said.
The unreleased song,
not guilty.
All Celeste.
Total coincidence, okay? Total coincidence. Catch me on tour in Buffalo at the end of the month.
You know, there's videos popping up from August, which was about a month and a half, 2 months before the body showed up. Of the younger Celeste in the crowd in the background and him making hearts at her in there. So, like, they were together.
Yeah.
This wasn't, because a lot of people, myself included, was thinking that this happened a long time ago. Like,
no,
she was in a picture recently.
Recently, yeah.
At concert.
It's just that her family reported her missing
Correct.
A year ago.
Doesn't mean it was missing from David.
And I think that's where the story got a little convoluted, was people thought she'd been missing for over a year. But no, her family, because, by the way, she was 15. Yeah.
And apparently they knew where she was the whole time. She wasn't missing.
Yeah.
She was getting paid off so that she could be with homeboy.
My goodness.
Crazy story, crazy story.
My goodness. Speaking of crazy stories, the Texas Rangers, with their final home game today, lose 4-0 to the Minnesota Twins.
I mean, what a barn burner.
I'll be honest with you. They named names on that as I was driving in today that I did. I was like, wait a minute. Is that the Twins batter or is that for the Rangers? Because I'm not sure
literally.
Who that is.
When I was hearing, I was like, am I hearing the, I have the wrong station on? What is going on? I was not recognizing some of the names. And I mean, Wyatt goes to the IL earlier today.
I mean, after the Astros sweep, it was. I mean, now, look, you can take solace in knowing that the Astros are pretty much not going to make the playoffs either at the rate they're going.
Shout out to the Mariners.
Okay, so, well, no, not just them, but I mean, the Guardians and the Tigers. I mean, they're falling out of wild card contention. I mean, they've already lost the wild card, excuse me, the AL West as far as that goes. And, man, don't sleep on the Mariners. Do not sleep on the Mariners.
Luke Jackson.
Cal Raleigh. I mean, this guy's just hitting bombs left and right. Fourth ever player to hit 60 home runs, at least in the American League. So what a job. Although the Astros did win today 11-2. But your Texas Rangers lose 4-0 today to the Minnesota Twins. Now 80-79 on the year. I said this team gives me 82-80 vibes. I'm a little nervous, though. I'm a little nervous with the 82-80 prediction because now you've got three games left of the year, and it's against the Guardians in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And so you're playing the hottest team in baseball?
Not a good look.
And you don't have, I mean, you're done. So and you have nothing to play for. And the Guardians have everything to play for.
Just to be spoiler, I guess.
I mean, you hope. But over the next three games, I mean, I guess we shall see.
I just want to see. I want to see the young guys get in there. I'm all for the players I've never heard of. Playing well. I was a big Cody Freeman fan. Hopefully he can be on this team next year. I thought he showed some promise. So there's a couple young players or even well-traveled players that made a good little mark on the Rangers. It wasn't your core that you were hoping for. I think there's going to be a lot of core pieces that are gone.
By the way, did you see what Marcus Semien said?
I was just going to say.
Do you have that clip?
Not the clip, but just the the quote?
The quote, yes.
I do indeed have the quote from Marcus Semien.
Read the quote real quick from our boy Marcus Semien. We're going to get some Cowboys talk here while he's efforting to find that.
I got you.
Don't forget, we've got Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee. He's going to be joining us at 7:40 talking all things Packers and Cowboys. And, of course, their program director, who was on the phone with earlier today, said, thanks for Micah. Yeah.
This is what Marcus Semien had to say in the quote. This team in general has a lot of work to do to get out of this funk we've been in the last 2 years. We had a decent year this year, but the last stretch really hurt us. The last stretch? I mean, I think it was a little bit more than just the last stretch, Marcus.
Last few stretches.
you think about these last 2 years, it's not where we want to be. We want to be in the postseason. I'm not the one making the decisions about who's in the clubhouse. That's an interesting quote right there to kind of take a jab.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's your way of saying I don't like what's in the clubhouse.
That's totally what that's saying.
You don't say that if you're happy with everything going on. I'm not the one making the decision, so look at the person who is, indirectly. And this is Marcus, the end of the quote. I definitely know the kind of team I want to play on. It's also not a good sign right there. You're indirectly.
You know what that tells me?
What happened?
Who are the two guys that were the big signings this year?
Jock and Jake.
I don't think it's Jake Berger.
I definitely know the kind of team I want to play on. That's guys who are hungry and are wanting to go for a championship every year. That last little excerpt with I'm not making decisions, I know which kind of guys I want on my team, I want guys that are hungry. Those are direct digs. He did it indirectly by how he said it, but
I mean, that's
listener of whoever on the team knows that that was directed at them, whether it's CY, some of the players on the team.
No, that to me, that's Jock Peterson.
Okay.
Who else is he talking about?
Yeah. I guess he could be talking about players that have been on his team that weren't acquired in the offseason. He's just saying, I don't think he's talking about a Corey Seager.
No.
I don't think he's talking about really any of your main starting pitchers.
But here's the thing. How do you know that, though? Right? Because, again,
I don't know. Just outside looking in, I would assume him and Seager are kind of
Corey Seager, I doubt it. Look, the thing about Corey Seager, the guy's won two World Series MVPs, yeah. So I doubt you're questioning his effort level or his work ethic. But this much I do know.
There's not very many guys that are skating free.
But at the same time, too, I'll tell you who's vindicated by that comment. Kevin Pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Because now everything Kevin Pillar said 4 or 5 months ago that he got eviscerated here locally for, we're starting to see that there was a lot more to it. And again, he didn't single anybody out. He just pointed out things that he saw from this team that he was taken aback by that didn't make sense to him. For being a guy that's been in the league 10 years and has played on, 4 or 5 different teams?
I make a weird interjection here?
I would expect nothing less from you.
We don't have a home run celebration either, which I think is a team thing. Like, even bad teams have one.
I love that you just brought that up.
Mm.
It's little things like that, though. Baseball is too quirky of a sport. And, I heard something. I was listening to G-Bag last Friday, and... Well, there was a comment that Marcus Semien had tried to get people together and nobody wanted to get together or something like that. And he was kind of turned off by that. Like, hey, we tried to get, I tried to have a little team meeting or something like that or a team gathering and nobody showed up.
Mm.
I'll put it like this. And I get it. It's a little bit different scenario and it's you had different characters. But think about that 2000. And you guys are probably, I don't know if you've seen it. You probably have, being the baseball nerd that you are. Did you see that 2004 comeback documentary on Netflix talking about the Red Sox?
Absolutely.
Now, again, is that kind of a heightened version, maybe a little bit a dramatic version of it? But, these dudes over here taking shots before games, getting crunk before and after games. But they all got on the same page. And I think back to, when the Royals won back in, I think it was 2015. There was something about this team in 2023 that these guys rallied together to win a championship. And I'm sure there's probably stories that we haven't heard, and just from a, you know, what guys had to do to bandy about. And of course, like you've said time and time again, it's a lot easier for emotional guys like Adolis to be emotional when you're mashing. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're not mashing like he hasn't over the last 2 years, it's hard to be an emotional leader when you're not very good.
Nope.
Okay, you could be as emotional as you want to be when home runs are flying out of the park and you're hitting clutch hits.
I think of Adolis Garcia a lot in comparison. If you want to go cross sports, like Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously, I think Odell maybe had a little bit higher of a peak, but whatever. But when he's catching touchdowns, winning Offensive Rookie of the Year back in the day, everyone loved him. The crazy hair, the crazy celebrations, the talking trash, the going against your biggest opponents and playing well. Then when he starts falling off, not playing well, everyone sees those same emotions as negative because you're not playing well and it starts to trickle and you go, now obviously Odell went from team to team. That's a whole different scenario. But I'm just comparing guys that are at their peaks, their
emotions
play.
Picture on that boat. They never bounced back from that, did they?
Yep.
That team, ever since that boat picture, that team has never been the same. That and, now, Odell had some weird kind of off the court stuff.
Of course, of course. No, I don't want to make a comparison that they're too same. I'm just saying emotion.
We've never seen Adolis eating pizza in a bed with a chick and then maybe doing coke off of whatever. Anyway, we digress. All right,
a cola, of course.
A cola. I don't think that was a cola. I'm not judging. All right. We've got ourselves a loaded program, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk some Dallas Cowboys coming up next. Eberflus, what's the deal with Matt Eberflus and this defense? And
yep.
I see what you did there.
I was about to say, is that a Seinfeld?
You know exactly who that was. And no video tribute. Avi, don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I thought for a second Trevor forgot his lines, but it was just the beautiful music in the background.
No, listen to it.
I am. Never heard this in my life.
Well, I'm sure you haven't.
Eat it.
Which, by the way, so that's Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic, right?
Okay. And this was popular? Like, how many views do we think?
Millions.
Millions. Even back in the newspaper.
This has 55 million views.
Thank you. Supreme Tolo, one of the greatest Tolos of all time, and just all around radio legend, the one, the only Chris Arnold. Not only is he listening, but in typical Chris Arnold fashion, has a picture with him and Weird Al Yankovic.
I joked that CA just has an archive in his gallery.
Him and famous people.
Famous people, alphabetically ordered.
Who do you need? Who do you need? What?
Let me look through the C file.
Did you say Weird Al? Okay, hold on a second. Boom. Send. There you go.
Well, if you want to be a Supreme Tolo tomorrow morning, get yourself some free Whataburger breakfast at the one-of-a-kind fan item. While it lasts, Sean, RJ, and Bobby will do their show at Firehouse Number 1. And in his 1700 Westlake Bardwell Drive, right off of 45, it's brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and by Firehouse Movers. And you can also be a Tolo Tolo Plus member if you join the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Taco Bueno. That's going to be 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas. Tolo giveaway, so spend your lunch tomorrow in Arlington with the KNC Masterpiece. Two different ways to meet your favorite radio host.
What, real quick, for those of you that don't know, Taco Bueno is the official taco of the Dallas Cowboys and unofficially the official taco burger of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm telling you right now. I see you mouthing it over there because a lot of it. I'm not saying. No, I'm glad you did because a lot of people are unfamiliar with Taco Bueno's taco burger game.
And I heard you loved it.
I love it. I mean, I ate three of them. Okay.
It's quite a promo right there.
It's a lot of carbs.
Carb me up.
I'll carb up all day, every day. Thank you very much. No, Taco Bueno is too legit to quit, and the taco burgers are chef's kiss.
Call me Anara because I love carbs.
I don't know what
carbonara that means. Pasta. Never mind. I tried. Well, let's get to this taco burger right here. All right, Cowboys injury report. Tyler Booker won't play. CeeDee Lamb won't play. We know about that. Trayvon Diggs, though, with the knee, was a full participant in today's practice. That is much needed because he was limited. We saw him pop up on the injury report before last week's game and also be a little bit limited this week. He was a full participant today, along with his other cornerback mate, Deron Bland, with the foot, was a full participant. So the entire defense was healthy. Tre'Quan Bridges, who also was limited yesterday with the knee, was a full participant. So your cornerback room getting a little bit healthier. You've got Siavone Revel right around the corner. Hopefully can be off that IR list after game four. You've also got Josh Butler, who could be around the corner as far as getting healthy. For the Green Bay Packers, I'm sure you guys have heard this 25 times, but Micah Parsons with the back was limited. He's been limited all week. He's been limited since he's got there. He hasn't been a full participant yet. Take that for what it is. Zach Tom, the offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, is not expected to play with the oblique injury. Jordan Love with the left thumb was a full participant this week. He's been limited the last couple of weeks. Josh Jacobs with the ankle has been limited all week. Tucker Kraft also been limited with the knee and elbow. And then some secondary help, Javon Bullard, had a concussion, and he's been limited all week as well. So some the Packers are a lot more wounded than you. One of their defensive linemen, Davion Wyatt and Carl Brooks, also have been limited this week. And then Rashid Walker, their left tackle, has been limited this week with a quadricep injury. That's a new one for me. So I say all this to say that Packers
are
wounded.
You're not familiar with what a quadricep is.
Where's the quadricep? I've heard of it.
It's in the leg, front of the leg, quad muscle.
Why don't we just call it the quad?
Well, I mean, they do. That's okay. I mean, it's short, but the full name is quadricep. So you're today years old finding out that quadricep.
Why are you smiling? I see that smirk of just excitement.
It's not excitement.
I've heard of quadricep before.
Okay.
But when I said
quadricep,
that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
How it was spelled threw me off. With the D-R-I.
I expect you not to know Weird Al Yankovic. I expect you not to know who Weird Al Yankovic is.
If it said quadricep, I would have got it. But quadricep.
Well, it's just the spelling. You threw me off. You don't have to sound it out phonetically.
That's what threw me off. I'm a phonetic guy.
What? This guy's got a injured quadricep?
I hate you.
Are we sure he's okay? This could be season ending. I've never heard of these.
Speaking of communication, let's go to Matt. All right, let's go to our boy Eberflus. When it comes to the defense communicating, it seems like that has been a problem all year for them. For me, it's been less about the guys being out there, and it seems like they are lost out there. What does your defensive coordinator Eberflus have to say about the communication?
You know, it's a play here or there. You know, so it's got to be 100%. You know, so it's important that we do it every single play, and it's important that we are consistent. You know, with it, and that's the biggest thing when you have communication throughout the course of an offense or defense or special teams. You know, it's got to be consistent. You know, and it's got to be, you know, it's going to be loud this week. We got to make sure that we're on point there, and just consistency.
I guess I just go back to and go to, you know, be sure to follow 105 Through the Fan on Instagram and all the socials if you're not already, because you get clips from throughout the shows throughout the course of the day. And I thought Bobby Belt made a great point on the show this morning on Sean and RJ, just talking about, you know, they just need more time on task and just, you know, getting more familiar with it. I mean, here we are 3 weeks through the season. And I guess I think back to, and I'm going to date myself here a little bit, but the early 2000s when the Chiefs had an incredible offensive line, Trent Green at quarterback, Priest Holmes at running back, and you had prime Tony Gonzalez, Eddie Kennison, and you had a top five offense. Problem was they had a bottom five defense. And in fact, I don't know if for all my old heads out there that remember, there was the Chiefs Colts playoff game, wild card game, where nobody punted. All right, it was just whoever had the ball last, and I think the final score was like 39-38. And, of course, he gave the ball to Peyton Manning at the end, and he did what Peyton Manning does. My point in all that is this. Greg Robinson was the D coordinator that year and was just an abject failure. And, again, he had had some success, much like Eberflus. But the knock on him always was that guys were thinking instead of reacting. And that just – I keep feeling like this is what we're running into when we keep hearing about – like, how complex and how convoluted and complicated is a system where grown men who've been playing football all their lives are just missing basic concepts? I just don't understand.
Matt Eberflus also said this on Wednesday, that Wednesday was one of the best practices of the young season. That was yesterday. Eberflus also noted the Cowboys changed their calls to one-word symbols or kind of monikers, if you were, to simplify things on the back end. So that's kind of why I asked that question in crosstalk. is it going to be maybe the players won't play as well or whatever, but just as far as communication, will we see a more unified unit out there for the Dallas Cowboys? Because they're changing it to one word now. So there shouldn't be any Trayvon knows the call, but Tri-Clitz Bridges doesn't. Donovan Wilson knows the call, but Jack Sanborn doesn't.
What do we think the words are? I would use fruits.
I think I would go with milks.
How many milks do you think there are?
2%! Let's go almond! Almond!
What you have to do is you have to do it with right and left, though, because these guys don't know right and left from it. So you got a Ranger, Liz.
Left plum.
Lightning.
Left plum.
Yeah, you got to do
right
some weird
grape.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. So you would say Ranger grape. Like, yeah. Again, you got to, or you could do, because then it would be the opposite. Oh, we're going to go, and it's not, we're not
see,
going right.
No, wait, nope, no. See, when you start trying to complicate, when R fair. Starts meaning that's left, yeah. I mean, yeah. We've already proven this deep, that's too much.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff's usually for like offensive stuff, using the rip and Liz and stuff like that. And they obviously you learn that in elementary football, so they try to change it up a little bit. Not just calling Liz at the line and everyone else going to the left.
We had R and L taped on our shoes.
and
wow, y'all were not good.
Well, not what school district for you?
This is elementary football. You said elementary. That's what we did. You had because kids didn't understand. You could hold up your hand and look at this as an L. You know,
yeah. Someone typed in cover with an exclamation point. That's all they need.
Four means two, and two means four. We want to make sure these people are thrown off a little.
Matt Eberflus also gave no comment if Deron Bland will slide back into the nickel role or overtake one of the outside corners. Also did not give a final determination if Bland or Jadeveon Clowney will even play on
Sunday. Well, now, Melissa Stark, who was on with KNC Masterpiece, do you have that audio pulled up?
I can find it.
Find clip eight. Shout out to our boy Alec Medford, a.k.a. the Redheaded Baddie, a.k.a. the Pride of Mansfield, for cutting up that audio and sending it out and mentioning that she pretty much kind of just drops the dime that he's going to be playing on Sunday.
Okay, let's go.
So if it's coming from Melissa Stark, it's got to be true.
This is why we love Alec Medford. This guy really has preseason hockey.
I didn't know it was on. My bad.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Melissa? What'd you say? What was that?
Well, yesterday I did talk to Deron Bland. So there you go. So he's going to play, obviously, for sure. I'll check back in with him before.
Okay. But, I mean, he's coming from his mouth.
Even though he's a soft-spoken guy, he's taken over, right, as a leader. On this team, and I think he thinks, you know, it's just a couple communication issues here and there, and that him coming back will make a massive difference, and I'm sure Cowboys fans obviously hope the same. Well, yes.
All right. Well, I guess.
That's huge right there.
Deron's playing.
I mean, it's straight from the horse's mouth.
Let's go straight to the horse's mouth again. Let's go to Eberflus.
By the way, we are watching preseason hockey.
We're watching preseason hockey instead of Thursday Night Football.
I don't have a login. If you got a login, come in, log in. But we'll preseason football.
We'll log
in. So don't get mad at me.
You like preseason football, but we're watching preseason hockey?
I like it all. Okay. I love sports. I'm an all-around Dallas fan.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboy fan?
He's a Dallas Cowboy fan. He loves it. I'm out of Cowboy.
Eberflus, why is it not making it from practice to the game? Why are you so good in practice?
Yeah, allegedly.
Hitting every play. But when it comes to Sundays, your team looks like a high school roster.
Yeah, I just think it's growth, you know, growing. Like we said, it's, we have, played three games. These guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Guys are in a new system, and I think it's just growth. You know, it's just a maturation of the defense, and I think the guys are doing a good job with that. You know, has it been where we want it to be so far? No, it hasn't. Have we been disappointed sometimes? Yeah, we have. But it's important that we just stay consistent, stay in the process, evaluate the performance on the practice field, make the corrections, and then make it better too, you know, as we go forward, like we said.
Don't forget all interviews with all the folks there from the Dallas Cowboys, presented to you by Window Nation.
Let's ask Brian Schottenheimer. You're facing off Micah Parsons this Sunday. How are you going to game plan for him? How different is it going to be knowing that Micah is coming after your quarterback, Dak Prescott?
I think our guys are going knowing we've got a good plan. It takes more than one guy to block Micah. But let's not forget, Rashawn Gary's a hell of a rusher too. I mean, this is a defense that's got incredible speed with Cooper and Walker and Micah and Rashawn, and I mean they're deep and they're fast, and so our ability to have success against the Packers defense will be about a whole lot more than just Micah, because Micah's a great player, but just adding Micah to the mix doesn't negate the fact that they've had really good players there before Micah got there.
So that was Brian Schottenheimer talking about the entire defense you have to be worried about, but they know they got a game plan for Micah specifically. How does Micah feel? Micah freaking Parsons. You're going to have a chance to sack Dak Prescott. How does that make you feel?
It's going to be painful. You know what I mean? Dak's my guy. He was always like a good mentor for me. But you know what it is. I always told him if I ever faced him that, you know, it'll be a great matchup. So I'm excited to see what Sunday brings you. So.
All right, Micah, do you expect to get a tribute this Sunday when you are facing off against the Dallas Cowboys? You've done a lot for the city. Is that enough?
No, there's a lot of things I can consider disrespectful throughout this process, but I wouldn't say the tribute is one of them. Mm-hmm. I would say, I just think, there's hard feelings maybe there for them, mm-hmm. but, for me, I'm happy where I'm at. And we got a really good football team, so I guess I can live you my tribute and a win, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any, shouldn't be any issue with him not getting did he win you any playoff games?
Nope.
Did you get to an NFC championship or a Super Bowl with him?
Nope.
So what are we talking about?
Great player.
He's a great, phenomenal player, no question about it. But the idea that we're, a tribute video? I mean, what are we talking about here? Okay, coming up next, let's go out to Green Bay. Gabe Neitzel, host of the morning show there at ESPN Milwaukee, joins us talking all things Green Bay and the Cowboys on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more.
Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
What a read from the one, the only, Trevor the Creator. Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome to the program from the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show over there on ESPN Milwaukee, the morning show. Mr. Gabe Neitzel and Gabe, are y'all as geeked in Green Bay for this game on Sunday or as melancholy as the folks here in Dallas are for Sunday night's performance?
Yeah, look, I think everybody's geeked just because, Micah Parsons and the opportunity to watch him on the field on Sundays has been a pleasure through the first 3 weeks. And B, I think everybody's excited because, well, the Packers offense wasn't very good, and that Dallas defense the last couple of weeks has made some guys look pretty good, from Russell Wilson to Caleb Williams. So I think it's twofold in terms of the excitement up here in Wisconsin for the game on Sunday.
Pleasure having you on. What do you think would be the Packers' defensive game plan with this Cowboys offense looking a little different than it did in week one? No CeeDee Lamb. I don't think anyone outside of Javonte Williams' family expected him to be good as he's been this year.
And Fred Davis.
Is it going to be stopping the run game? Is it still the threat of Dak and George Pickens and Jake Ferguson? What do you think is kind of their mindset going into this matchup?
Yeah, I think it's going to be stopping that run first, just because they feel pretty good about their ability to get after the quarterback, even if they only rush four. I mean, we've seen it through the first 3 weeks, even last week, you know, in the loss to Cleveland. You know, the Packers are able to generate pressure because, as you guys know, teams have to account for Micah Parsons. There was one of the sacks last week that Rashawn Gary, who currently leads the league in sacks, went completely unblocked. The Browns were so concerned about what Micah might do, they just decided to let Rashawn Gary run free, and he was able to get to Joe Flacco. So with the way they've been able to generate pressure with Micah Parsons, I feel like their focus is, hey, let's make sure we stop the run, because we're going to be able to generate pressure, and, you know, whoever we have on the back end, you know, whether it's Keyshawn Nixon, who's played really well, or Carrington Valentine, a seventh-round pick from a couple of years ago for the Packers, they feel comfortable in that they're going to be able to defend and cover for as long as they have to, which isn't very long with the way the Packers are able to get after QBs.
I just want an outsider's POV on this, and I urge you to be as candid as possible with this. George Pickens being the wide receiver one for the Cowboys right now with CeeDee Lamb sideline, are teams still, you know, afraid of George Pickens, see him as a field bender, see him as a game breaker, or do they see him as a wide receiver two that's just stepping into a wide receiver one role?
He's a wide receiver two stepping into a wide receiver one role, but the one thing that Pickens has is the speed. Like, you always have to respect that speed. And, you know, I think the Packers have had, you know, kind of defenses looked at them similarly in years past with Christian Watson, who's hurt right now and still coming back from his ACL, so he won't be on the field, you know, on Sunday. But I think teams have kind of looked at Christian Watson similarly. Yeah, he's probably not a wide receiver one, but the game-breaking speed is always something that you have to respect and maybe keep an eye on. And obviously it's a little bit easier to keep an eye on and maybe have, you know, some safeties kind of peek over at where George Pickens is when CeeDee Lamb's also not on the field. But that's the one thing I would say everybody has to respect with George Pickens is that speed that he has.
Gabe Neitzel, ESPN Milwaukee, joining us here talking all things Green Bay, Dallas on Sunday. Jordan Love, I'm you know, depending upon who you talk to, you either love him or hate him. I don't know that there's any in between with Jordan Love. And, you know, through the first 2 weeks, people, all the Jordan Love, you know, supporters like, hey, see, this is the guy we told you could be a Super Bowl quarterback. And then all the Jordan Love detractors and haters came out after the Cleveland game and said, see, this is why you'll never win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love. Where are you at on this complicated relationship? And kind of how is this offense with Jordan Love coming off of now what you guys have had, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
Yeah, and look, I think the Packers fans' relationship is kind of the same way. It seems like people love him or hate him, and more people are on the side of believing in Jordan Love, I would say, up here. But there's still some of those that have their doubts, and a game like Sunday certainly doesn't help. And look, I don't want to make excuses for Jordan. The Packers' offensive line on Sunday was awful. It was terrible. Did not give him any chance, and I think that's kind of what led to the crucial interception that he threw. That's a play where the line actually did a pretty good job of protecting. If he holds onto the ball just a half beat longer, I think he sees, you know, the defender who ended up making the interception and dealt it there, and he's able to throw it to his tight end, Tucker Kraft, the guy that Delpit had kind of abandoned to make that interception. What was a great play, but Jordan kind of felt like he had to get rid of the football. And that's the one thing he has to clean up. I think Jordan can be a really good quarterback. I think he can be one you can win a Super Bowl with, but he has a propensity to have some confusing throws, some confusing turnovers. There was a throw he made against the Lions that nobody notices other than us up here in Green Bay. He just kind of lobbed it out in the flat. I don't know if he was trying to throw it away. The only possible player who could have caught it was a member of the Detroit Lions, and Anzalone, one of the running linebackers, who fortunately dropped it for Jordan, and his interception-less streak was able to continue. But there seemed to be, you know, some issues with him once or twice a game kind of making confusing throws where you're like, wait, things are going pretty well. What just happened? How did this just happen? And if he cleans that up, this Packers offense can – fully realize the potential that they have. If he doesn't, that's going to be something that kind of holds them back, because I feel with Micah Parsons right now, they have a championship level defense, and that's up here in Green Bay. A championship level defense is something we haven't had in forever. And the offense was always, you know, ahead of the defense when we had Aaron Rodgers. But right now, Jordan Love has to raise his level of play if the Packers do want to be a Super Bowl contender and champion.
The Packers are bottom five in pass attempts per game at 26. The Dallas Cowboys are number one in the league at pass attempts per game at 43.7. Who do you see bending their game plan more to match the game flow as far as not passing the ball or passing the ball more?
I think it's going to be the Packers, because they want to run the football. It's a pivot they made last year when Jordan got hurt and they had to go to Malik Willis, their backup quarterback. They started running the ball a ton, and they acquired Josh Jacobs last year, who can be that bell cow. And they were a team that ran the ball 52% of the time last year. And I think that's something they wanted to do. But right now, Josh Jacobs is off to a rough start. It's a combination of him. It's a combination of the line. There's a next-gen stats, rushing yards over expected, which kind of, you know, factors in how well your offensive line is playing, and it just kind of tries to isolate the running back. And right now, he's dead last among starting running backs with Josh Jacobs. So they certainly want to get him going. But at the same time, if their offensive line is beat up and he's not running the ball that efficiently, I'm thinking Matt LaFleur might try to take advantage of that Dallas secondary that other quarterbacks have been able to take advantage of, whether it was, again, Russell Wilson 2 weeks ago or it was Caleb Williams last week. I would expect the Packers to try to air it out, get, you know, Tucker Kraft, their talented tight end, who had 100 yards against the Commanders involved, and maybe get their number one pick in Matthew Golden out of Texas, get him really going and kind of have his first big game in the NFL.
All right, that's good stuff right there. The Green Bay Packers have a good amount of injuries, a lot of guys limited, a lot of guys DNP. I think we saw Zach Tom not expected to play. Outside of him and Micah being limited with the back, is there anybody on the injury report that you're concerned won't be able to suit up Sunday? Or if they do suit up, you see the Cowboys kind of looking at that position or player to kind of exploit maybe a guy coming back from injury?
Yeah, so for the Packers, it's not just Zach Tom. It's Aaron Banks, who they spent a lot of money on this offseason. He was a day one free agent signing that they gave a bunch of money to play left guard. And he came over from the 49ers, and he just hasn't been healthy. So it's for the Packers offensive line, it's a combination of their best offensive lineman and Zach Tom, who, yeah, he's not going to play after trying to go with an oblique injury and only being able to play one play against Cleveland. And then Aaron Banks, who's dealt with back, ankle, and now a groin injury. And if he doesn't go, the Packers offensive line depth gets pretty sketchy pretty quick. Anthony Belton, who is their second round pick, also has not practiced this week. He's been somebody they've put in for Zach Tom at right tackle before. Jordan Morgan, their first round pick from a year ago, has kind of rotated around and hasn't played all that well. So, I mean, the Packers offensive line, as much of a concern as it was against a great front for the Browns last week, I think it's just as much of a concern because it's so beat up and injured going into this game. That's kind of the biggest injury concern I would say right now for the Packers is how do they hold up front, because their offensive line depth just hasn't really shown that it can step up when guys go down.
Well, unfortunately for you guys, we were saying the same thing about the Bears reserve offensive lineman. And Caleb Williams went out and had the greatest game in Chicago Bear history. So
no sacks.
I don't know that could be as big of an issue. Real quick, and just because I'm a weirdo, look, where are we at with the Bucks? You know, at the end of the year, okay, is Giannis going to leave? And then he decide, you know, I mean, he basically didn't say a word, right? And then you will go out and get Miles Turner, which I think had half the NBA flummoxed. Doc Rivers, how he continues to get jobs, anybody's guess.
Let go of Dame.
You let go of Dame, which I'm not as – that I kind of get to an extent. I mean, he was 35. He blew out his Achilles. What are you going to get from him? But what do you make of this Milwaukee team?
Yeah, it's. I mean, as long as Giannis is in Milwaukee, I feel like the Bucks are going to be an interesting team, and they're going to have the ball in his hands a ton, especially after trading Dame away. And it kind of seems like the Bucks and Dame were going to be headed for a divorce.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't blow out his Achilles, and then they have to take the big time risk of waving and you know, doing the
stretch.
Yeah, the stretch over the next 5 years with the amount of money that they ultimately owed him. So that's going to be interesting to see how they navigate that. And the one thing the Bucks have done is they are going to be as desperate as they can to try to do everything they can to try to stay competitive while Giannis is here, because they know, you know, all the picks in the world that they get if they were to ever trade him, you're probably not getting another Giannis Antetokounmpo out of that. So they want to maximize Giannis as much as they can. And it seems like, yeah, we'll worry about that future without Giannis whenever it comes. Until then, the Bucks are going to turn over every stone to try to make sure that they remain competitive. Their goal this year was to get younger, and I think that's exactly what they did this offseason. Whether that results into them being as competitive as they want to be in an Eastern Conference that's going to be pretty beat up this year with other teams that are dealing with some pretty devastating injuries of their own, that remains to be seen. But I think with Giannis, they're going to be, you know, a team that's worth paying attention and is – you know, we'll see an unleashed Giannis, I think, who's going to be averaging pretty close to a triple-double with the ball in his hands quite a bit this year.
Who do you see giving him help, though? Who's going to step into that? I mean, I get it. They're going to have Miles Turner kind of be that, you know, be their Brook Lopez this year. But, I mean, who's going to be that guy that Dame just never quite ended up being?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a combination of different people. Okay. You know, they've tried to just surround him with as many shooters as possible. Just, again, put the ball in his hands and try to kick it out. You know, Gary Trent Jr., somebody who shot the ball incredibly well last year. They're very high on A.J. Green and being a shooter. So they just want to spend, again, which is why the whole Kyle Kuzma thing is just very confusing, because he's not a very good shooter.
Right.
But and I think what they're kind of hoping is that they can maybe rehab him and maybe trade him this trade deadline or next offseason, if they can try to, you know, get him to be a somewhat productive player and try to get some sort of shooter and defender in return. That's the one piece that doesn't make a ton of sense right now for the Bucks after acquiring him last trade deadline. But they've just tried to acquire as many shooters as possible and try to make that work as best they can with Giannis.
All right, get you out of here with this. Who wins on Sunday night and why?
I think it's the Packers. I just think that Cowboys defense is really hurting, and Mike is going to be motivated. And,
yeah,
and I think that the Cowboys are going to be motivated to try to slow him down. And other teams have already shown, hey, you start paying too much attention to Micah Parsons, the Packers have enough talent on that defense, enough speed on that defense to make you, you know, hey, you're not paying attention to me over here, I'm going to still be able to get after your quarterback. And honestly, with CeeDee Lamb going down, that just makes it even more difficult for the Cowboys to try to score points and keep up with what I think the Packers offense is going to be able to do in a bounce back game.
Gabe, fantastic stuff from you, my friend. Enjoy the game on Sunday night. Tell the folks I went real fast where they can find you at on the Twitters and socials.
Yeah, at GNeitzel16. You know, if you're ever curious about what's going on up here in Wisconsin, just give us a listen on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Jen Gabe and Jen Latta, who works on ESPN's College Game Day, and then Mark Shimura, a former Packer who went to the Pro Bowl a few times, took on the Cowboys in the 90s, and won a Super Bowl with the Packers. So check us out on ESPN Milwaukee.
Gabe, appreciate you. We'll do this again when the NBA season gets underway.
Yeah, well, looking forward to it, boys.
There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Gabe Neitzel. All right, speaking of NBA, you want to tell us where we're going next?
Kyrie Irving is making a comeback quicker than expected, as well as the ESPN Top 100 just came out for the NBA. How many Mavs make the Top 100? Coming up next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.